This podcast is brought to you by Avocado Mattress. And if healthy, comfortable sleep matters to you, this is one organic brand worth knowing. That's because what you sleep on actually matters.
Most mattresses rely on synthetic foams and chemical materials that trap heat, break down over time, or off-gas. Avocado does it differently. Their mattresses are handcrafted with natural materials, organic latex, organic wool, and organic cotton, designed to be naturally cooling, incredibly supportive, and long-lasting. They're certified organic by GOTS and meet multiple non-toxic and safety certifications. Made for people who care about their health and the environment without sacrificing comfort. I love that Avocado proves you don't have to choose between comfortable, supportive sleep and your values. And now, during our Earth Month sale, you can get up to 15% off Avocado mattresses. Just go to avocadogreenmattress.com. Get up to 15% off at avocadogreenmattress.com. Avocadogreenmattress.com.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
We're going to talk to a woman, a Dublin woman, who, I'll let her tell you exactly what she does. Her name is Susan Banks, and she's from Tala. Hello, Susan, how are you?
I'm great, Ian, and you?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed. So, tell us what you've been doing now down through the years, just with the Michael D leaving Aras and Uachtaráin and Catherine Connolly coming in.
Right, yeah. Well, it all started in 2017. Well, a little bit before that, right. When I was doing craft fairs, right. You know, and I did mainly hats and a few tea cozies.
Right.
But I wasn't doing the Michael T at the time.
Well, so this is crocheting, yeah?
It's crocheting, yeah.
Yeah. And you made the Michael T. Higgins tea cozies.
Yes. I do, yes. He's a very popular man, I can tell you.
I know he is. Now, do you think that's going to end now? You know, like, what are you going to do about Catherine Connolly now?
Well, the orders are coming in for Catherine, but they're still coming in for Michael T.
Are they really?
Yes, people will still want him.
And how are you doing that? How long does it take you to do each one?
About 3 to 3.5 hours.
My God.
Yeah.
So it's just, your whole life is dedicated to it, really?
Well, in a way, yeah. What else would I be doing?
But, I mean, you can watch TV and stuff at the same time, can you? Yeah.
Yes, I can.
And I'd say you know Michael T off by heart now at this stage, do you?
Oh, I could do him in my sleep, you might as well say. Yeah. My hands just keep going while I'm watching the telly.
Right, okay. And listen, the Catherine Connolly ones, I believe that orders started coming in before she was even elected.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
And I've seen photographs of them. They're good, very good. Yeah, they're excellent. Fair play to you.
I just look at the photograph, right, and just do it that way. Yeah. That's what I do. I work with, you know, people send in different photographs of things and I'll just make them up.
So you could do one of me if I sent a photograph of me, like?
Of course I could.
Oh, my God.
Of course I could.
So there could be an Ian Dempsey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. Yes. Do you know what I want to tell you, Ian? We've got a mutual friend.
Oh,
I worked
really?
With her years ago.
Yeah? Yeah. Who's that now?
Am I allowed to give out her name?
I don't know. Are or not. Depends on who she is, I suppose.
I better not say
Give
anything.
Me a few hints there, will you?
Starts with a C.
A C?
Yeah. I can only remember her maiden name.
Right.
Right.
Was it Meehan?
No. It started with G.
G.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that they were into the butcher line, the father.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Catherine.
Yes.
Yes, I know. I met her at the airport there recently. Very good.
I did.
She's in great form altogether. Catherine Gormley. And she says she listens in, so she's probably listening right now.
She's
there you go.
Probably listening.
she's now Catherine Trainer, and I know her husband
That's
very well as well.
Right.
Hey, listen, I've got to ask you another question, right?
Yeah.
Did you have a Heather Humphreys or a Jim Gavin ready to go?
No.
No, did you not? Well, we shouldn't have bothered with this election at all. We should have just gone straight to you and said, who's going to win this thing, Susan?
Exactly.
Hey, listen, what does Rachel do? She's your daughter, isn't she?
Yeah, she does everything behind behind the scenes, you might as well say, all the admin and, you know, connecting with people and everything. She's brilliant. I wouldn't be able to do it only for her.
Right, okay. Well, listen, long may it continue. It's fantastic. And the Catherine Connell teas are ready to go. Michael D. Higgins still available. And the Ian Demps teas are just around the corner. Susan, great talking to you. Congratulations. See you.
Bye. Thank you.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.